Yeah, so you can hear, piano music in the background. Sorry about that, about to play Minecraft. I just want to say, I'm going to be doing a Five Nights at Freddy's, not really Five Nights at Freddy's, it's Foxy's Fantastic Pizza World, Fright Night, and, yeah, so, I did it. I'm currently, like 5 minutes ago, my cat's freaking out. So, yeah, that being said, I'm doing the voices of Foxina and Dusty using a new sound system, so enjoy.
Hello, my dear.
Who's there?
Just a friend. Don't be afraid.
Who are you?
I'm just a solitary kind of rabbit. I know it's why Tagger everyone hates you, to despise you. Poor Chelsea, poor Dusty, they're only trying to help and you almost destroyed them. Now, even Wolfie hates you.
You're right, I did terrible things. I'm a monster.
I know. I've been watching you for a very long time. I lived here in this hell ever since 1985. This hell is my home, my broken kingdom, my point of no return.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to let anyone live here. I can go somewhere else.
I like you to stay a bit longer. It's been 30 long years since I talked to anyone. And now I have someone I can finally relate to. Someone who's a monster just like me.
You're right. I'm a monster. A monster that no one wants.
Last one I'm asking you to stay with me, my friend.
What do you mean, stay with you?
I'm just saying, like me, you're a monster.
I guess you're right. What's your name?
They call me Dusty.
Dusty?
You sound and surprised me if you think you've heard my name before, haven't you?
Yes. Sometimes.
I don't have a good reputation, do I, Foxina?
Yes. Wait. How do you know my name?
I know lots of things. Like I said, that's why I'm asking you to stay with me.
Stay with you?
You heard me, Foxina. Stay with me as my bride and together we'll together over this place.
I can't marry you. I love Wolfie.
Wolfie doesn't like you anymore. Nobody does. Just accept the fact. It's your only chance. It's me or nobody.
Then nobody is my choice.
I thought you might say that. That's why I'm practical questions.
What is that?
It's a sort of remote control. I found it in the warehouse in the pizzeria. There's no device to reset every time of the 15th feet. Each animatronic has its own. However, this in particular belongs to Wolfie.
What do you mean?
All I have to do is press this small, cute little button, and Wolfie will be aware something is done, wished, or hoped, will be deleted, gone forever.
Please, no, I'm begging you, don't hurt him. I'll do anything. Just please don't hurt him.
Well, I could think that you married a fox yet. And with you will live.
I can't.
Oh, well, the choice is yours. I don't know if I'm worth it, so...
Wait. Please. I accept.
You clever girl. And thankful that we're married, my dear sweet Foxina, I think it's time I'm honest with you. The truth is, I don't love you. You're a stupid, stinking female fox. I was more wild than Wolfie. The only reason I want you is because my friend's relationship is inside you.
What do you mean?
I guess it's story time, but if you're comfortable, because I need to tell you everything and you better be sure you're gonna listen. In the beginning, this place was always known as Foxina's Fantastic Pizza World. It was once known as Teresa's and Legato. We had a great setup, me and Teresa and I were entertaining the children. And she would deal with all the tax returns. I loved her and she loved me. We had a great setup until eventually Wolfie's sister, Roxanne, or Rachel, or whatever the heck they call that woman, came in. She had fantastic ideas to build new animatronics, more games, and more options to our already massive selection of recipes. They were really good ideas, too good. We knew if her ideas hit the board, we'd be out of a job. So we decided to set up a little accident, a little murder scene, for that sleazy, stinking, low-down, worthless mutt. However, things go as planned. I was there with a baseball bat. I did not want to take part in it. But Teresa wanted to make sure that stinking female garbage can died. I don't know how or why, but somehow she failed. And here's the point being, that one room collapsed, killing my friend. Me and Rachel barely made out alive, and she banned me from the pizzeria. But I never truly left. When her back was turned, I slept in here in my concrete kingdom, my beautiful home that I call hell. And now, I need your leadership. Most of the pieces work. Too irreplaceable. I wouldn't build my friend back from her normal pieces. The things are missing, which is usually wire and screws and hearing parts of service. I have those in abundance, but the memory chip has placed in you, Foxina. So now I'm going to take it back. Let's try the cause to bring my friend back to life. So, Foxina, any last words?
I had everything. Wolfie loved me. I thought you loved me. And now I have nothing. I miss my friends. I miss my body. But mostly, I miss Wolfie. I don't hate you, Dusty. Dusty, I forgive you.
Dusty remembers back when he accidentally hurt a little girl and broke her arm. He remembers how she came back to the pizzeria a week or two later and said, "It's okay, Dusty, I forgive you." And he remembered all that from his former years at the pizzeria as a performer. Could it be the same girl? No. She was dead. There's no way. Dusty pressed a button, and Foxina turned into Teresa as her old body laid limp on the ground. And Teresa said, with an evil voice,
"It's me."
And that's where we're going to leave the story. I just wanted to test out how you guys thought that sounded, and if I should use that for Dusty's voice for here on out. Which I will say, I was doing my voice as deep as I could to make it have that demon sound. Because honestly, he's supposed to be more or less the animatronic version of Satan himself. I think I did a pretty decent job, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you for watching this video. If you liked it, we're going to post up on the Facebook bus. As always, have fives all around. Please tell me if you want a Foxina themed restaurant or a vendor thing with like little tables outside that can be portable so you can enjoy your food and also live in the world, experience a little of Foxina's and friends for a while as you enjoy your food, try out new recipes, and so on and so forth. I plan to get that. If I do that, that's probably the only one I'll be able to get done and start making a name for Foxina and stuff before I get enough money to make it a entire actual real restaurant. But until then, we can still have the fast food. So thank you for watching. And remember, if you have a dream, then be like me. Reach for the stars. Because the stars limit. Thank you for watching. Look into the shadows, because this world is a strange one. And hey guys, you know me. Keep good out there, because if you're subscribed, then you're part of the family, and you're protected from all the madness, because you become it. But if you're not subscribed, then you're not protected from the madness, because you reject it. Except the madness, guys. That way you can join on the madness on this video and YouTube with no consequences. Just let your mind roam free, everyone. Enjoy life and experience life the way you want to experience it. Without further ado, everyone, thank you for watching. I'll see you all next time in the next video. And for more of you guys, do not worry. Because, like I always say, I'm an alcoholic for the fish addiction. Thank you for watching, everyone. And good night.